Year 1263, there was a priest from Germany. His name was Father Peter of Prague. And he was a faithful priest. He was striving to live a life of holiness, but he was struggling with doubts in the real presence in the Eucharist, that the Eucharist is actually the body and blood of Jesus Christ. And so what he did is he decided to go on a pilgrimage to Rome. And as he was on this pilgrimage, he stopped in this town north of Rome called Bolsena, and he celebrated Mass there. And he took the host, and as he was saying the words of consecration, he felt something in his hands. And as he looked down, there was blood running out of the host onto his hands, dripping onto the corporal, which is the cloth on the top of the altar. At first, he didn't know what to do. I mean, he had tears that started coming to his eyes. He didn't know what to do, but he actually stopped the Mass, and he turned around and showed it to the people. And everyone was in tears, and it caused this huge commotion. And so what they did, they took the host, and they wrapped it in the corporal, the cloth on top of the altar. And the Pope at the time, Pope Urban IV, was in a nearby city called Orvieto. And so they took it to him to show him what had happened. And so he had it investigated and declared it a Eucharistic miracle when they saw the evidence. And that cloth, that blood-stained cloth, is still on display. You can go to Orvieto, Italy to this day and still see the cloth and other places, other stones where the blood had fallen and that are stained. So what is the truth about the Eucharist? The truth is the Eucharist is not a symbol or a representation of Jesus Christ. And it's not something that's just meant to remind us of what Jesus Christ did 2,000 years ago. The truth is that when a validly ordained priest, a priest who has a direct line back to the apostles himself in terms of ordination, says the words of consecration, the bread and wine actually transforms into the body and blood of Jesus Christ. If we stop about it and think for a second, that is a profound truth that should impact each one of us as we come to Mass. And if we don't believe it from the words of Scripture, and if we don't believe it from the teachings of the apostles, then at least we should believe it from the signs that God gives us. Like Father Peter of Prague, when he was doubting, that God gave him this sign to prove the reality that there's something more than just bread. Bread does not bleed human blood, but the flesh of Jesus Christ does. In our second reading today, we heard from 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And St. Paul is talking about the reality of the Eucharist, about how Christ declared that the bread was his body, and he said the words that this is the cup of my blood. And as if you continue reading through 1 Corinthians 11, he talks about people who receive unworthily. And he said that they are guilty of profaning the body and blood of Jesus Christ, and that some people have even died because they've received the Eucharist unworthily. Nobody is going to die because they eat bread the wrong way. You know, there's no punishment for eating bread in any manner. But what we can see from what St. Paul is teaching here is that he believes and he is teaching that the Eucharist is something more than bread, that it is actually the body and blood of Jesus Christ. We can see that in the teachings of Jesus Christ, especially in John chapter 6 most clearly. We see it in the teachings of the apostles. We see it universally being taught throughout the early church, and we see it confirmed to this very day by Eucharistic miracles. So the Pope, Pope Urban IV, after he had witnessed this miracle, he instituted this feast day, the feast day of Corpus Christi, in the year 1264. And he went to a Dominican priest, now canonized as a saint, St. Thomas Aquinas, and asked him to write a Mass for this feast day. And so St. Thomas Aquinas wrote five hymns that are some of the most famous and most beautiful hymns ever written. And perhaps the most famous Catholic hymn of all time was one of those five hymns. It's called the Tantum Ergo. And it's a Latin hymn. And some of you, I'm sure, are familiar with this. Some of you may have never heard it before. But it's kind of like the Star-Spangled Banner is to the United States. It's like, it's kind of a big deal. You know, every good American should know the Star Spangled Banner. Or if we think about Take Me Out to the Ball Game for baseball fans, it's like, it's kind of a big deal. Every baseball fan should know the words to that hymn. Just like the Tantum Ergo, if you know one hymn, every faithful Catholic in the entire world should know that hymn by heart. And it's been sung for century after century through the ages down to this very day. And there's a ceremony called Adoration with Benediction. Some of you, I'm sure, have done it before. Some of you may never have done it before. But we're actually going to do it at the end of Mass. So you'll get to witness and participate in it firsthand. And what you do with Adoration is you take this vessel. It's called a monstrance. It's this golden vessel that holds the Eucharist in the center, which is the body and blood of Jesus Christ, so that people can worship him and adore him. It's actually a sacrament to adore our Lord, because we're in his sacramental presence. And so often we take this gift of the Eucharist for granted and we ignore our Lord when he's right here, and we can have a private audience with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And so we had a monstrance that was donated to this parish. It's almost 100 years old, by Archbishop Moeller. He was bishop in the early 1920s. He donated this monstrance to our parish here. And so we're going to use that monstrance on this day. So at the end of Mass, we'll put the monstrance out on the altar. We'll put the Eucharist in the monstrance. And we'll have maybe about 5 minutes or so of silent prayer, simply to adore our Lord. Some of you may know exactly what to do in terms of prayer. If you don't know what to do, simply talk to our Lord as you would talk to your best friend. And spend some time communing with the very one who brought you into existence. The greatest blessing that we have in the Catholic Church is the Eucharist. And traditionally on Corpus Christi, people would go in procession with the Eucharist and parade through the streets announcing the reality of the Eucharist. And so we're going to take some time on this special feast day to adore our Lord. And then at the end, there's a ceremony called Benediction, which is a blessing I'll talk about more at the end. So it'll only take about 10 minutes or so. Sometimes in parishes, they'll have an hour of silent prayer and call it a holy hour. But we're just going to take a few minutes to adore our Lord on this feast day of Corpus Christi at the end of Mass. I'm going to end today's reflection with the words, the English translation of one of the verses of the Tantum Ergo, which we're going to sing, which is perhaps one of the greatest hymns in Catholic history. Down in adoration falling, lo, the sacred host we hail. Lo, over ancient forms departing, newer rites of grace prevail. Faith for all defects supplying, where the feeble senses fail. Our feeble senses fail to see the glory of Jesus Christ in the Eucharist. But by faith, by the words of Jesus Christ, by the teachings of the apostles, and by the Eucharistic miracles, we know it to be true. Faith for all defects supplying, where our feeble senses fail.